Did you expect to produce that sort of performance today?
I didn't expect to win that easy in score for sure, but I was ready to play well. I did a great week of preparation. I did work really, really hard since a few weeks with Magnus. Even if the result wasn't there in Basel and Paris, I was feeling the ball really well at the practice court. And today at the start of the match was really important, and that changed completely the match after.
Stan, over here. It's one against one. Obviously, he didn't have his best day. You had a good day. Is it possible for you to say which was more? Were you playing a particularly good match, or did you get the sense that he was there for the taking?
It's tough to say, but I think I did play a really good match. And since the beginning, I started really well on my serve. If you look at the second game, I had two times just a return, and then I had one backhand that I put him directly under pressure. And in that moment, he saw that I was taking the ball really early, seeing the ball really well, and I was always putting him under pressure. So he couldn't really do anything except taking risk, and I was returning everything. So I'm just looking at the match in general. If he played good or bad, doesn't matter for me. I'm happy with my performance. I'm happy the way I was playing, serving really well, returning almost everything against him. It's not usual, and I'm feeling good on the court.
Do you know what the score of the first set is? Exactly the same time, the same score of Federer-Raonic match yesterday.
That's nice. That's a good start for the Swiss.
Just to say to Roger that you are the same level for Davis Cup.
Exactly. I tried to show him that I'm going to be ready for the finals.
Stan, you have over here.
What?
Sorry. You have the best record on tour against the top 10 this year. You're 7-1, and against everyone else, you win about 2/3 of the time. So you're actually winning more against the top 10. Why is that? Do you bring your best tennis against the best players?
Well, I think I had six wins against top 10 in the first 3 months of the year, and then I never played them again because I lost early in the tournament. So it was a tough 6 months after. But I think that I showed from the beginning of the year, already from last year, that my level is there, that when I feel good on the court, I'm ready to beat everybody. And it's never easy, but you have to fight for it. And normally when you play the top 10 guys, you're already in the quarter or semi-final of a tournament. So the confidence is there. I'm feeling great mentally, and that's maybe one of the reasons.
Two things also related to Davis Cup. First, have you spent any time on clay practicing this fall?
No, not at all. Didn't have time. I was too focused to play well on the court.
And second, when you and Roger won the Olympic gold medal, did you feel like that changed your perception or the perception of you in Switzerland? And do you feel like if you guys were able to win, that will have the same effect, changing how you're viewed?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but for sure it was big in Switzerland. It was really big for me because I was young. Even if I was top 10 at that time, it was my first really big year on the tour, and to win the Olympic, it's something really important because it's not only about tennis, it's about representing your country, about fans, sports fans in general watching you. So it was really big at that time. For this year, for sure, if we can win Davis Cup, it's going to be huge, that's for sure, but we'll see if we do it.
Stan, you obviously know Roger as well as anybody probably on the tour. Are you confident if he does do well here, judging by yesterday, it looks like he will do well, are you entirely confident that at 33 he's going to have the legs still to perform right to the end of what's already been a pretty long, hard season for him?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. I mean, it's his injury, but I think that week is not that bad. You play one match every 2 days. He starts yesterday, so it doesn't matter what he's doing. He's going to have a match day off before the semi-final. So if you look the week, it's not a hard week. And then you have 5 days to come on clay. He's the best player ever to adapt his game on a different surface. So it took him like maybe 1 hour or 1 day maximum to change his surface. So I'm sure he can take a few days off and find a way how to play well on on clay, but then doesn't mean he's going to win the two singles in Davis Cup, because you play against Monfils, against Tonga, against Gasquet. Those guys are really good in tennis. So, but I'm sure physically he's going to be ready for trying to win here and trying to win the Davis Cup.
On a little different topic, what is your relationship with Tomáš Berdych? How well do you get along? How do you see him as a player or as a person?
We are not close friends, we don't spend so much time, but we're a good friend. Like, we practice a lot together, especially I think the past 2 years we're doing a lot of practice together. We handle well with both teams, always have fun on the practice court. I think he's an amazing player. Fifth time he qualified for the Masters end of year, it's quite impressive. He had the win in Paris-Bercy, he made some final, semi-final Grand Slam. He's there since many years, and it's quite impressive.
Hi, Stan. We see a lot of new faces in this tournament, such as Nishikori, Cilic, and Raonic, and all of them said they got inspired by you, motivated by your victory in Australia. So how do you feel about being inspiration for young players?
Good for them. I'm sure Roger inspired them more about the tennis and the game in general. But that's because it was the beginning of the year. That's because I was the first to win a Grand Slam, except the top four since so many years, and that showed that it was possible for a guy who's ranked outside the top four, and that gave a little bit confidence for the other. But still, I think it's great to see a new face there. They are playing really, really well. If you look at Nishikori, Raonic, Cilic, having an amazing year. And it's going to be interesting next year.
Stan, obviously there are no French players here, but I was just wondering what things were like in Paris, just given that the Davis Cup final was coming up. Were you guys sort of staring each other down, you know, you and the French players, or are things kind of normal?
No, it was, I think with the player it was okay, nothing special, you know, it's the second round, and we were all focused on what we were doing there. I think was a lot of question from the press, also there are a lot of French player talking a lot in the press, but you know, I'm doing my things, I'm doing my way with my team. I'm going to be ready after here for the Davis Cup, that's for sure, but so far I'm not too focused on that, you know. And for me it's a really important tournament, so I hope I can still play well and make a big result here.